As we pray the prayers of the people, I would ask you to turn to page 3 in your bulletin where we will share the ecumenical prayer and also the response. Is the coming? Let us pray. Creator God, as we gather in this place, we ask that your Spirit be among us in our thoughts, our understanding, as we seek spiritual nurturing and guidance for our lives. We know that we have so often fallen short in realizing your promises for us. We ask forgiveness for the complacency, our self-centeredness, our apathy. We ask for help in discerning your will. At this time, we remember with gratitude the lives of the many who have helped lay the foundations of this congregation, this building, and this community of outreach. We give thanks for the Center of Faith, Justice, and the Arts, and for all the leaders, musicians, dancers, teachers, builders, custodians, caregivers, and many more. We give thanks for their vision and inspiration. We remember and ask for strength for those that live and work in dangerous and troubled circumstances, both here and in our world. We think of Somalia, Korea, Iran, Afghanistan, and others to be named aloud or in our hearts. We will pray together the ecumenical prayer found on page 3. When we behold the problems of our world, O God, we pray not to be tempted to quick answers. Whoever counts desire, let's remember always to be loud, not to be right. To be straight is not to be forbidden. To be new is not to be frightful. To be dark is not to be despicable. Let us find truth in others, that we may live with them and with you and others in our peace. We remember and pray for those who suffer from illness, loss of loved ones, loss of employment. We mention now Mark Porteous, Gordon Corneal's brother Ken, recovering from surgery, Sarah Stratton and family, giving the name of Sarah's father, and others who may be named aloud or in our hearts. May we remember the everlasting covenant made by God to all living creatures on this earth. We ask for help and guidance as difficult and challenging decisions will be made, and know that the dedication of time and resources are an important part of our commitment to renewing the vision. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.